The rest had fired high or not fired at all, busying themselves however else they could. And 98% of the soldiers who did shoot to kill were later found to have been deeply traumatized by their actions. The other 2% were diagnosed as aggressive psychopathic personalities, who basically didn't mind killing people under any circumstances, at home or abroad. The conclusion, in the words of Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman of the Killology Research Group, was, "There is something about continuous, inescapable combat which will drive 98% of all men insane, and the other 2% were crazy when they got there." For a while after Vietnam, Jim suffered from depression. He found he couldn't watch his daughter being born. He couldn't see anything that reminded him of pain. The midwives in the hospital thought he was crazy, because this kind of thing hadn't been explained in the media. It was heartbreaking for Jim to realize that Private First Class Shaw had died because his fellow soldiers were impulsively guileless and kind-hearted, and not the killing machines the Army wanted them to be. Jim took me into his house. It looked as though it belonged to some benevolent wizard from a fantasy novel. It was full of Buddhist art, paintings of all-seeing eyes atop pyramids, and so on. The kind of person attracted to military service has a great deal of difficulty being cunning. We suffered in Vietnam from not being cunning. We just presented ourselves in our righteousness, and we got our butts shot off. You might get some cunning out of other agencies in the American government, but you'd have a hard time finding it in the Army. And so it was in 1977 that Jim wrote to Lieutenant General Walter T. Kerwin, the Vice Chief of Staff for the Army in the Pentagon. He wrote that he wanted the Army to learn how to be more cunning. He wanted to go on a fact-finding mission. He didn't know where, but he wanted to be taught cunning. The Pentagon agreed to pay Jim's salary and expenses for the duration of the journey. And Jim got into his car, and he began to drive. Stephen Halpern is the composer of a series of meditation and subliminal CDs sold over the Internet, with titles like Achieving Your Ideal Weight, Play This Program During Mealtimes, You Chew Your Food Slowly, You Love and Accept Your Body Fully, Nurturing Your Inner Child, You Release Any Resentment or Hurt Towards Your Parents for Not Meeting Your Needs, and Enhancing Intimacy. Your body knows just where to touch me. You love holding and cuddling me.